Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Project Love podcast.
Hello.
So we recently went to a really exciting event that was hosted by Marie Forleo, who has been one of our biggest inspirations for many, many, many years. And she is a business and life coach and author of her new book, Everything is Figureoutable. And we went to this event to hear her talk about this philosophy, what everything is figureoutable actually means.
We actually went as like just a fangirl all over her
we
and see her in person. We were giddy.
Fangirls.
Giddy. If you saw the stories that night, we were giddy with excitement. And we wrote a message inside a Goodbye Hello journal and asked someone to give it to her, part of her entourage. So she may well have put it in her hand. I'm pretty sure she did. I'm pretty sure
she
held
got
the
it.
Journal. And I suspect she's probably going to do it at the end of the year.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we were total fangirls, so overwhelmed with joy and excitement because we've done B School, which is her flagship business online training program. And so we've seen and we've, you know, watched many, many episodes of Marie TV over the years. And so to actually see her in person, it's like, oh, she's real.
I know. We were like a pair of teenagers watching our favorite pop star.
It was like my first concert, Backstreet Boys.
God, yeah, that's good.
It was like
it really was that.
That
good.
Really was. So the event was about her new book, Everything is Figureoutable. And we really wanted to talk about that philosophy, you know, that philosophy of looking at life through that lens, through that filter, and what that enables us to be, do, and have in our lives, and how powerful that is.
Yes.
Such a powerful mantra and sort of philosophy to live by. It's a mantra that can change your energy, your mindset in an instant. And she was talking about how powerful this has been for her own life and for her community and people that she's helped on her 20-year journey, her coaching journey, and how it can just be applied to any sort of challenge, any problem
yeah.
that you may be experiencing or facing right now, and any dream and goal that you want to make happen,
yeah.
really subscribing to that belief that it's all figureoutable
yeah.
is so, so powerful. And we really want to champion that message today.
Because yeah. it's so aligned with how we go about things, how we've gone about our business, how
yeah.
we work with our clients. And so we thought we would share some examples of how we've had our figureoutable moments in life, I suppose,
yeah.
where we've applied it, where we've gone for a dream that we had no idea how we were going to make it happen,
yeah.
but went with the philosophy, it's all figureoutable.
Yeah.
And we did, in fact, figure it out.
Yeah. So let's start with one of yours. What's one of your figureoutables been?
Yeah, it was amazing being at the event, and it really got me thinking about the times where I've kind of had a big dream and gone for it without having a clue of how to make it happen, but committing to it anyway and following that philosophy of I'll figure it out. It's figureoutable. One of them being the Goodbye Hello journal. We can talk about that in a bit. But the other one was definitely my camper van adventure. This was about nine years ago. And I had always had this dream of getting a camper van and traveling around in a camper van, but I would always been waiting to do it. I've always been waiting to have a boyfriend before I did it. And then I remember saying to a friend of mine, was talking about a dream he had, and but he didn't want to do it yet. He wanted to wait until he was with someone. And I was like, that's crazy to hold off your dreams, but you know, waiting to meet someone before you go following your dreams. And then I was like, oh God, right. That's what I'm doing with the camper van dream. So I just committed to it. And I had no idea how I was going to go about getting a camper van, or in fact, how I was then going to earn a living while traveling around in my camper van. But it suddenly felt like something. I wanted to get away from London. I wanted to go on an adventure. I wanted to follow a big dream and really follow my heart and prove to myself that I could do it. I was ready for that kind of adventure and ready for that kind of challenge. And so I just declared it. At the time, I had a blog. So I declared it on my blog And then my shitty committee had an absolute field day. It was just like, what on earth have you done? Just, it was awful. And so I had a couple of days of weathering the storm of my shitty committee who was trying to like, just, yeah, just get me to back out of this idea. And I had no idea how I was going to do it. I had no idea how it was going to work out, but I kind of committed to a date, I think about 9 months from then, at which point I wanted to be setting off in my camper van. And then it was literally step by step going, okay, what's the next thing I need to figure out? And yeah. I remember a friend of mine who, now he's for 10 years been running a very successful food van, Luardos. And I used to work with him selling burritos. And I remember him saying that he'd had this dream of having his food van and had no idea how he's going to go about it. But he just said, I just looked at it as, what's the next question I need to answer?
Yeah.
And I thought that was so brilliantly practical to look at this huge, what could be a totally overwhelming dream. And so often my clients will look at, like, they've got this dream of how they want their career and their life or their business to be, but no idea of like, where do I even start? And it's like, you start with the next question.
Yeah.
What's the next thing you need to figure out? Mm. And so I remember on my list, you know, it started off as research buying camper vans. Mm-hmm. And then just the day before I left on my camper van adventure, it was things like buy toothpaste. You know, it finally sort of whittles down into the finer details. But and yeah, just anyone who doesn't know that I went on this camper van adventure for 6 months, traveled around the UK, took my friends on adventures, and I did actually team up with people to run online courses, and I did coaching all online. So I managed to get my business into a bag so that I could do it. So I did figure it all out, and I felt so immensely proud of myself when I look back, and I was like, wow, you did this. You went after a dream with no idea of how you were going to make it happen, but you committed to it and then followed this philosophy of, it's figure-outable. Mm. And one of the things Marie Forleo said in the event was, if you're making a lot of excuses why it's not possible, then it's very likely you don't care enough about making it happen. You don't actually want it enough. And if you do want it enough and they're just fears coming up, then figure out how to deal with those.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think this philosophy is, I always approach that with my clients. People say, mm. Yeah, but what if you know, do you ever have someone who figures out what they want to do, but they can't make it happen? I was like, no, there's always going to be a way. There's always going to be some way of bringing that dream to life. It might not look exactly how you'd imagined, but get to the core of what's at the heart of that dream. And there's always going to be a way.
Mm.
So it's like this deep practicality, and kind of determination.
Yes.
And to figure it out.
And that's what's so powerful, isn't it? That it's so practical.
Yeah.
You cannot argue with the practicality of this.
Yeah.
And it was reminding me as you were talking about, you know, what's the next question to ask. It's like how I also look at my Get Ready for Love journey and see it as a series of stepping stones.
Yeah.
To get to, you know, and it's continuing on that journey of like, what's the next stone to step onto?
Yeah.
And thinking about, you know, a dating journey, if you're dating and you're seeing it as a way to find love or meet your future husband, father of your children, if that feels like a very, very big goal to approach or to use a dating app for, let's say. But when you break it down into a series of questions, it's like, you know, you'll be swiping and you think, do I get a nice vibe from this person? Would I like to initiate a conversation with them? And then would I like to continue this conversation with them online?
Yes.
Would I like to actually meet this person for a coffee, or would I like to have a chat with them on the phone maybe to get to know them a little bit better?
So good.
And then you meet them for a coffee. Would I like to meet this person again? Maybe next time for a, you know, a bit longer, go for a walk or go for food. And you can be taking baby steps. You can be moving forward inch by inch. But the key is that you keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving forward and don't stop and don't allow these excuses to sabotage your dreams.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, and I say this to a lot of clients, but I've been saying it particularly recently, over and over again, is that when people tell the story of how they went after a dream, whether that's finding love, starting a business, going on an adventure, moving to a different country, they never, ever started day one or the moment they have that vision, knowing exactly how they're going to make it happen. Mm. Never, ever, ever, ever does anyone know every single step that they need to take to make this happen.
Yeah.
What the problem is, when people are telling the story of making that dream happen, they connect the dots nice and neatly and they cleanse it.
Yeah.
This is what Marianne Campbell always says from Be a Free Range Human. She's always like, when people look back, they cleanse the story. So they give the impression that when you start the journey, you know exactly how it's going to happen. Well, then of course I did this and then I did that. And then it's just like, wow, my God, how did you, that's incredible. How did you manage to know that's what you needed to do? They didn't.
Yeah.
They were constantly in the dark, constantly stepping into the unknown, constantly out of their comfort zone, and constantly going, right, what is the next thing I need to figure out? What's the next question I need to answer? And how am I going to answer that?
Yeah.
That's the journey for everyone.
Yeah.
So I think it's just letting go of the idea. I had one client saying to me once that she said, well, I think I've let go of the idea that I'm going to be one of those people that just has like a step-by-step formula to get to where they want to go. And I was like, that's no person. No person ever has. No person. You're not the kind of person that doesn't have that. No person has that. Join the human race. And so it's like, you know, it's just recognizing that that's how every dream comes true.
Yeah.
Like the Goodbye Hello Journal.
Yeah. And that it's never going to be a linear journey. No journey of change ever is linear. It'll be up and down and around the houses. And you might go 2 steps forward, 5 steps back, and then around, you know, round in circles a few times, and then you might have like 20 steps forward, 3 steps back, and it keeps going
exactly.
On and on it goes.
Yeah. So do you want to tell the story about the Goodbye Hello Journal?
You tell it.
The figure-outable.
Tell everyone what you wrote from us in the journal to Marie.
Oh, I don't know. You took a picture, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read it out. This is what we wrote in the journal, which very sure Marie.
Pretty sure Marie read it and felt... all warm and
okay,
full of
so
love.
We said, Dear Marie, thank you for being such an inspiration. We are B-schoolers and have been following you for about 10 years. This journal is our figure outable. It went from a PDF to a Kickstarter to being self-published and on the UK high street. And now we have a book deal.
Yes. And it felt so special writing that, didn't it?
Yeah.
We suddenly were like, oh my God, we really did do that. And of course, what happened was the first thing was to go, right, we want to actually turn this into an actual book. How do we do that? Bear in mind, a couple of coaches, we have zero experience in printing a book, of distribution, certainly not of getting it into a place like Oliver Bonus, which we did self-published. So the whole thing, like when was it? Back in 2018? Was it 2018, January 2018, that we went, right, okay, we've done the Kickstarter. That was amazing. So much buzz around it. People are loving it. Now, how our next dream is to get this onto the UK high street and actually sell it at the end of this year and sell it through shops. How do we do that? So the first thing we did was to put a message out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Say, do we know anyone who works in publishing and knows about how to get a book, literally, who knows how to get a book into shops? And then a friend of a friend of my brother's happened to work in the publishers and was happy to spend like half an hour on the phone with us, telling us everything he knew about getting a book into shops. And that's how it all began. That was one of the biggest, like he was one of the hugest helps of helping us to answer a lot of questions.
He was amazing.
He was amazing. But then, and some of it was Googling, you know, Google's a great resource.
Google's in the everything is figure-outable toolkit.
Really?
Sure. No, I
oh,
think
you,
it
oh,
should
your,
be.
Your toolkit. Oh yeah, Google's
it's
a very
in our,
important
it's in our
part. yeah. And then it was just like, from there, it was like, okay, so this is what we need to do. And you know, like we started knowing absolutely nothing, but it didn't stop us from committing to it and really playing full out to making it happen.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes, you know, you don't always figure it out, and you actually just, but it's more because you've stopped trying to figure it out. So it's like Marie Forleo says, at a certain point, you might decide you don't care enough. You don't want to put in the effort required to figure this out.
Yeah.
And so you stop, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
But I definitely do believe to a degree that most things are figure outable. I suppose where I start getting challenged is the big things like, you know, poverty on the scale that exists today and, you know, the environmental crisis. Like, but again, it's because I can't see how it's going to be figured out, it doesn't mean it's not figure outable. Just because we don't have the answers now, it doesn't mean it's not worth really putting in all our efforts to finding solutions and step by step moving forward to dealing with these huge global problems. But yeah, it was really, it's such an exciting and inspiring philosophy, and so simple and practical, and it just bursts everything into possibility.
Yes.
Then anything, it's so tied up with anything is possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, you know, is kind of what we're all about, what coaches are all about.
Yeah.
You know, taking people on journeys of transformation.
Yeah.
You have to come from that, taking a leap of faith.
Yeah.
That totally. What you want is possible, even though you can't see yet how you're going to get there.
Yeah, exactly. And in knowing that that journey of change is never linear. It's never linear. It's never like a straight line that just sort of goes up and up and up. It's quite often it's a journey where you go up and down and left and right and round in circles and 10 steps forward and 20 steps back or 50 steps forward, 3 steps back, and it, you know, on and on it goes. And what was really humbling is how Marie was acknowledging that, you know, you're going to get your ass kicked, I think she said, but it'll be so worth it. So you have to decide what is important enough to go on that up and down journey that
I
know.
Go on that roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly. That I know is going to come as part of that experience. It is part of it. The resistance is just part of that journey of change.
Yeah.
But it is so worth it.
Yes.
So if you are experiencing a challenging situation at the moment, or if you're, you know, there's a problem that you're trying to figure out or a dream that you're really wanting to make come true, then really sort of consider how this philosophy could help you with that. And if you can't believe in this philosophy fully yet, then start with the willingness to believe in it. Because where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Start with that willingness to believe that you can figure it out and that you can do it step by step.
Yeah.
It's all possible.
Yeah. So ask yourself, okay, what is the next thing for me to find out? Or what's the next thing for me to try? Mm. The next person to talk to? Or what is the next question for me to answer?
Yeah.
And just look at that step ahead, that stepping stone ahead, rather than the whole big overwhelming dream perhaps.
Yeah.
It's like, look, what's right in front of you that you can do?
Yeah.
And move into that.
And then be mindful of when you're making excuses, particularly if it's a dream or goal that you're trying to make happen, because it just might not be that important to you to figure out right now. And Marie was talking about being mindful of your language. So the words that we tell ourselves, they're the most important words there are. So really be mindful of those words. And when you catch yourself saying, I can't, check in with yourself and see, actually, is it I can't or I won't?
Yeah.
Because it's way more empowering to just say, I won't do that because it's not a priority right now.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that important that I figure this out, or maybe just not right now.
Yeah, it could be really important to you, but it's just not right now. I don't want to do it right now because right now I am maxed out. And if I go after this dream now, it's going to be too much and I'm going to burn out and I'm going to be no good to myself or anyone else.
Exactly.
So I do not want to do it right now. And there's so much power in that.
Exactly.
So, you know, it could be later down the line you revisit it, or maybe it doesn't come around again. And that's fine too. I think it's important as well to recognize that sometimes you can start going after a dream and then part of the way through go, this is not panning it either. This is actually too much, or I'm not enjoying this. This is not shaping up quite how I thought. And so, you know what? I'm going to either press pause. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just going to put it to bed. I gave it a go. I don't want to carry on with it. And that can be a hard decision to come to.
Yeah.
But that's also how it works.
Yeah.
You're not going to realize every single dream that you have. And sometimes that dream can evolve into a different kind of dream as well. It can change shape. I could talk about dreams all day long.
Yeah.
Actually, talking about dreams, we have created, specially to go with our Goodbye 2019, Hello 2020 journal, an audio tutorial called How to Turn Your Dreams into Reality in 2020. So to download it, head on over to thegoodbyehellojournal.com/dreams. Or if you are on our newsletter list, then go to the email where we have included that's about this podcast, and we will include the link there. And actually, if you're not on our newsletter list, you should get on there. It's great. You can become part of the Project Love Club.
Yeah, we'd love to welcome you.
Yeah, we'd love to be able to pop into your inbox on a weekly basis to bring some love and merriment. So if you do want to join the newsletter list, then head to show notes and we'll include a link there.
Yeah.
And for now, yeah, head on, chase after those dreams.
Yeah.
It's all figure outable.
And let us know if you have your own figure outable that you want to share with us. DM us on Instagram, email us hello@loveprojectlove.com and let us know.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.